And a good Saturday morning to you in this holiday weekend. Time for our usual wine chat. For Jack Farrell, here's Ted Farrell this morning. Good to talk with you again, Ted.
The pleasure is all mine, Denny. How are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing quite well. I'm trying to stay cool just like everybody else and wondering, my friend Dennis here and I were talking about, gee, what would be good? I wonder if I should grill tonight or maybe some cold potato salad, you know, something to go along with this 96-degree weather.
Mother Nature seems to be playing a trick on us because about 2 weeks ago we had winter and then the switch just got flipped this summer. They didn't swing it over into that spring phase at all. It just went from, 2 feet of snow piles to like 4th of July temperatures.
The theater of seasons, the acts are quick from 1 to 2 and 3. What should we talk about today, Ted?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head as far as kind of planning for summer wines. We have a Memorial Day holiday right now, but then all throughout summer and, we've kind of talked about it in the past where kind of switching your wines is a little bit like switching your wardrobe where, some of those real big, heavy Cabernets or Bordeaux are so big and heavy that, they're not too pleasurable to drink on a nice 97-degree day with humidity to match. So it's easy to kind of tailor what you're drinking toward kind of the temperatures. And, right now, and we've talked about it left and right all the time, is rosés. And rosés are such a perfect wine for summer because you can put a nice, heavy chill on that particular wine. And they're generally lower in alcohol, so you can just kind of sit and quaff away. So when it is beastly hot, you're just enjoying the wine. It's kind of even hydrating you a little bit, but it's not impressive. It's not like some of those big cabs that just stain your teeth, turn your tongue purple, real heavy, full-bodied kind of thing. They're light and refreshing. One of my favorites is Saint-Sidion, and that is a proper provincial rosé from the Provence region down in the south of France where they invented and arguably perfected the rosé-making styles. It's very light, very refreshing notes of early ripened strawberry. So it's a very light, refreshing wine. I did my research, and I have no clue what Saint-Sidion ever did to become a saint. So I'll just say that saint is the saint of rosés right now.
We'll do that. We'll use that.
But, it's one of those things. But also, we were just out in Oregon, Bo and I, for a trade group meeting, and we stumbled upon a lot of great wines. One in particular is called Second Growth Pinot Gris. And a Pinot Gris, believe it or not, the same grape varietal as Pinot Grigio, but it's just kind of done in an American style where it's a little bit more acidic, it's a little bit crisper, but it's a light, refreshing wine where sometimes Chardonnays can be a little bit oaky, real heavy, that big butter. Sometimes, on a hot day, that might be too much. And the Pinot Gris, if you're doing shrimp or any kind of shellfish on the grill, or even just, if you're doing it in the oven or whatever, it's a match made in heaven. And, the only caveat with that Pinot Gris is why I'm tapering down last year's vintage, and I saw them load the brand new Pinot Gris on the truck while we were out there. So the Pinot Gris will be showing up in our store sometime, Friday of next week, the new vintage. But it is just a fantastic wine. And we have some, maybe about 5-6 cases still flopping around the stores from last year. But it is a beautiful wine that will be showing up in the stores. But, it's just perfect for that summertime where, in your cooler, you probably have a few ice-cold beers, maybe a few soda pops. But, having that Pinot Gris kind of buried right in the ice next to it, it's just light, crisp, and refreshing. And I guess the thing to kind of focus on is that kind of light body. Even if you want to do a red, a Beaujolais is a fantastic wine for summer because it's made of that Gamay grape, and it is a little bit lighter, and it's a fruitier wine, but believe it or not, it could take a slight bit of chill. And, that's what's kind of fun about it. So it's not that real big, heavy kind of Grenache, big, heavy Cabernet. It's a lighter style wine. Even the coloration is a tad bit lighter. But when you put a little chill on that goes perfect with like fried chicken at a picnic. It's just a match made in heaven.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, and I know you've been in the business for a while, ever see so many rosés or think that was going to happen?
Oh, it's like a mushroom after a rainstorm. Just they keep on popping up, and everybody's kind of getting on board. So, do a little bit of research and find out, we tasted a few rosés when we were out in Oregon, because they were jumping on the bandwagon and that was their first go at it, that were a little subpar. But a lot of rosés, especially the French rosés, are the ones that, you know, they've been doing it the longest. They've been playing with it. They know their formula. They know their recipe. They know how long to put it on the leaf, et cetera, you know, how long they're just going to have that contact with the skin. Because as we've talked before, a proper rosé wine is made from those red grape varietals, whether it is a Gamay, whether it's Cabernet Franc, whatever. But what they do is once they crush that juice, they allow the skins to hang on and permeate that juice for only maybe some cases 5 hours, maybe some cases 10, just depending on what the winemaker does, and in some cases even less. Then that's where you'll see so many variants on the colorations of wine, where it's some of them, like St. Cidion, another one's a Domaine Fazzi that has that light, almost onion skin coloration to it, where it's really pale. But those are lighter style wines, so when it is warmer like it will be today, they're very approachable. But then you could always shift gears and go to Tavel, and we've talked about Tavel in the past. It's the only district in all of France that's solely dedicated to the making rosé. And that one, you'll see, is almost a darker, richer color. You'd almost be fooled thinking it's a red wine because it's so dark in coloration. But same thing, it's exposed to those Grenache grapes. It's a little bit heavier in style, but it's one of those things where rosés, you get the flavor of red wine, but they drink like white wines, and perfect matches made with this 97 heat wave that we have coming.
If you're just joining us, Ted Farrell's chatting with us on this wine chat this morning. Ted, a texter sent in a question about Asian food. He or she has heard us talk about Riesling before, but can you ever drink a rosé with Asian food?
Oh, sure. You know, sometimes depending on your heat level, though, of the Asian food, some of the Thai foods can get pretty hot. And sometimes a rosé might not have the proper acidity to fight that the spice level. But, you know, if it's a milder Asian food, or, you know, if you, depending on your restaurant, if you go spice level 2 instead of spice level 5, you know, that will be very well. But sometimes, just depending on how much proper spice or that heat level to it, it can maybe beat up the rosé a little bit, but it just depends on which rosé and how spicy you like things.
Obviously, people are thinking about grilling as we're talking here. Please address steak, burgers, red meat on the grill, and during this hot weather, what to pair with those? Is the text wants to know.
Well, first, my condolences to the grill master who has to stay on the yes. top of that heat and do all that. So if you're out there grilling and you're watching somebody, make sure that that person is properly hydrated with a glass of wine or a beer at all times. So it's a team effort. So everybody help that person out at the grill. But with, you know, with grilling, you know, some of that, you know, when you do big steaks, you know, a lot of red meat on the grill, you know, you do, I will always, even though I was saying it's a little bit too heavy for it, you know, but there's nothing better than a big grilled steak off the thing with like a big Napa Cabernet. And one of my favorites is a new one we picked up in the last year. It's called 29 in Oak. It's a great Cabernet, very full, very rich, everything you expect from the Napa Valley. You know, Napa Valley can and does get hotter than this, in which the Cabernet grapes just thrive in. And those the 29 in Oak is a fun wine, very rich, you know, all kinds of flavor levels. So if you are flipping steaks and you do want that big, juicy bomb steak or wine to go with your steak, the 29 Oak is fabulous. There's also another one that we just picked up called Method, and they do a proprietary red and also a Napa Cabin. I mean, both of those two wines are just fantastic. You know, you pull that New York strip off, have a little swig of that, you know everything's good in God's green earth.
I was looking at somebody. This is happening every week ever since our trip to Sonoma. Getting interested in another Sonoma trip, Ted. I have four people ready to sign up. Please.
All right. Well, we'll talk about we have some whip crackers, so we better quit screwing around, Eddie, and start formulating.
My goodness, we had a great time, and a lot of folks did want to sign up again, and some folks who missed this last trip, who were with us in the first or second one, would like to join us. But we'll certainly give everybody a chance to hear about that if and when we get that together. You know what I would like to talk about? I know we've got to break here for the news shortly, but let's talk a little bit about Haskell's. And maybe people who are new to the show don't realize how long you guys have been serving this area that we lovingly call CCO and a hometown company.
We are a hometown company since the repeal of Prohibition. Benny and Fritzy Haskell have been serving Minnesota's needs. He actually was doing it a little bit beforehand. And so there was an issue, and that's why his wife worked for us, because he was a convicted bootlegger. So they had to put the license in Fritzy's name back in 1934. And we were just one small little store down on 7th Street, just churning and burning. And Fritzy needed something to do, so Benny sent her off to France to find some wine to fill the store up while he was peddling all the different brown liquors that he was used to bootleg. Now he's legitimately bringing them into the state. And so ever since then, it's been a match made in heaven. And our family purchased it from the Haskells in 1970. And then ever since then, we've expanded it to where we are, just serving the community's needs.
Yeah, and what special things are going on at Haskells right now?
Well, you know, we have all kinds of things going on right now. One thing we are proud to say is right now, if you come into the stores and if you're a veteran and you show your military ID, 20% off, no ifs, ands, or buts, no stipulations, just 20% off. We appreciate all your sacrifices that you made for us. And it's just a little thing that we'd like to do to give back. So there's all kinds of treats and pleasures throughout Haskell. So if you're sitting down and you're having a nice somber remembrance of veterans, or you're just getting together and cherishing the people that are with you, Haskell's is a place to do that. And there's a Haskell's near you to take care of those needs. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking. We also have a Haskell's in Minnetonka, St. Paul, right in the Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's in Bloomington. And if you're out on the lake, Minnetonka, this is a perfect day to swing by a Haskell's in Excelsior, either load up your beer cooler or have a burger at the bar. And then there's Haskell's in Woodbury, White Bear Lake, Chanhassen, Plymouth. Also Stillwater if you're out on the St. Croix just boating around. And then if you go heading down south to maybe visit some of the wineries, stop by a Haskell's in Faribault. And if that isn't enough locations, you always can swing by a Haskells.com or stop by CCO and go to the /wine, and we'll be able to take care of any of your needs. And again, make it a very somber and fruitful Memorial Day.
I agree. Ted, great chatting with you again. Let's talk. We'll do another wine chat next week. All right?
While the old man's off skiing, as we say, spending the kids' inheritance.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you then next week, possibly then, huh?
It's in the realm.
Who knows? All right. Who knows?
We have to listen to the show to find out where he is.
Very good. Thanks, Ted. Have a good week and a good rest of the holiday. Ted Farrell.